so many soldiers?
Hey, this is Command Sergeant Major Brandon Haywood.
Hi, this is Captain Pat McGuigan.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Sullivan.
This is Major Sean Brown.
Hey, this is Major Mike Teasel.
Hello, it's PFC Chang.
Hey, how you doing? This is Sergeant First Class Martin.
Hey, how you doing? This is Special Burchett.
How you doing? This is Specialist Gray.
Hey, this is Specialist Johnson.
Hey, what's going on? Specialist Ross Oler.
Hey, this is Captain Dave Dunn.
So many jobs.
Strike 7.
Strike HHC, Company Commander.
From the Strike Human Resource Officer.
Strike 5. 2nd Brigade S1.
Strike Mechanic.
Strike PAO.
One radio show.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike Radio.
Welcome to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike Radio.
You're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike.
And you are listening to Airstrike.
And you're listening to Airstrike.
You're listening to Airstrike.
Airstrike.
Absolutely.
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 It's time for Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews, Volkswagen, and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula from Strike 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, how you doing? This is Sergeant Joe Padula of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division Air Assault, and you are listening to Airstrike. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, as we all know, Airstrike, now on episode 18. John.
Has it been that long?
That's John, everyone.
Good afternoon, everyone.
John is the WJZM representative here on Airstrike and the operations manager.
I guess you could call me that.
Yeah, you rep.
I've been called worse.
You're like, not by me. Not by being my friend. Absolutely. You're always welcome. As a part of the Strike family member, you always have a place in my heart.
It's always good to be here.
Oh, yeah. Forget about it. But, yeah, Airstrike, the official radio show. / podcast of the 2nd Brigade
That's
Combat
right.
Team, 101st Airborne Division. I mean, and it's in the nationally ranked podcast.
That is. How are we doing this week?
I get my stats on Saturday,
So
I will find out.
Last week, though, we were...
Still number one.
Numero uno.
Still number one in the government organizations category.
That's good.
I mean, like, and that just lets lets us know that you, the listening audience out there, appreciates the soldier story.
Yeah. People are interested and want to hear it.
Our job is to relay to you, the people. All right, sounds very formal when I do that. When you, the people, okay, the soldier story. And today's no exception. Today we got another great show.
That's good.
All right, for starters, we're going to be having a strike hero in here who has been on and off the battlefield as an artilleryman turned to infantryman.
Mm.
Yeah. What a
story.
Be a good
story.
Like, let me tell you, he's the man. And not for nothing, okay, he talks more weird than I. Is that accurate? Is that proper?
Yeah, with the three of us in here, people will be fanatically challenged today, won't they?
People's radios are going to be so upset. Okay? It's going to be, just to let you know, he's a Puerto Rican native who joined the army and came over here. And but yeah, it's going to be a bunch of y'alls. It's going to be, hey, how you doing? It's going to be, as you don't know. You know what I mean?
What was our word we had last week? Us all?
Us all.
Us all?
Yeah, we made a new southern term. Yeah. Instead
us
of y'all,
all.
It's us all.
Us all.
Yeah. Y'all, us all. Man,
you're getting that down.
No,
that's making me afraid.
I've been practicing. You know, I was in the mirror, and this is no joke. I was in the mirror the other day. Okay.
Oh, yo. So,
and I was doing, I do declare.
Oh, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. Yeah, bless your heart. That's what I say when I watch the TV. I go, bless their heart.
Bless their heart.
Oh man, but yeah, we also got some other big things. We're going to be giving out NFL tickets.
Ooh, Titans
this
tickets.
Yeah, this weekend's game. Compliments of Fort Campbell MWR.
That ought to be a hot item.
Like how awesome is that? Like,
that's great.
Fort Campbell MWR, which, by the way, you know, we have to give them their credit, too, because without that Fort Campbell MWR and WJZM starting up the Fort Campbell Fridays, there would be no Airstrike.
That's right.
And thanks to them, you know, they give us an outlet for us to tell the soldier story, and now they give us an outlet to go watch football games. All right,
it should be a good game.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll catch a pigskin or something, right?
Okay. Us all.
Yeah, us all.
Us all can go out and catch one.
We got a lot of tickets to give away, all right? And the way to earn those tickets, you got to earn them.
What's the number?
All right.
Oh, they have to earn them?
Absolutely. You got to earn them. Okay, we're going to have trivia. Strike trivia. Okay?
I thought if you were going to tell me I had to drop down and do 10. Sorry.
Well, let me tell you, we'll give it to you at 9.5, all right?
About what? A quarter?
Come on, you can do more than that. You're part of the Strike family now. Yeah. Oh, forget about it. But also in the studio, we got David Snow of the Eagle Post. He's doing a story on Airstrike. You know,
that ought to be good.
Let me tell you, I love the Eagle Post. Okay, big fan. All right, it's informative. It tells the story of the of Fort Campbell, Oak Grove community, Clarksville, and not for nothing. Now it's going to be telling the story about Strike. We're hoping for a front page cover, though. You know what I mean? Not to put him on the spot. Not to put David Snow.
He's looking around.
All right. Not to put David Snow on the spot here, but yeah, we want front page Airstrike.
Yeah,
absolutely. We want that tradition to keep going.
That's right.
All right.
Front page everywhere. Front page news.
But these tickets, let me tell you, it's been the big buzz. We put out the word earlier, and my phone has been blowing up. Can I get the tickets?
The number they have to call?
Okay, that's a good point. You know, great radioing, Sergeant Joe Padula. Hey, call in to win these tickets. No number.
BR549.
No. Call 931-645-6414.
That's it.
All right, was that understandable?
That was.
All right.
That was good.
Yeah, I've been practicing that too in the mirror.
6414.
931-645-6414.
That's it.
All right, it's understood.
Yep.
Yeah, good. All right, and I'll tell you what, we got those football tickets. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
And it's definitely football season. I could tell.
It's getting close.
And us all love college football down here in the South, huh?
Yeah. Next week.
Man, like cars are just ridiculous. Okay, cars are ridiculous, and this is nothing against Alabama fans, right?
But
I saw this truck. It no longer looked like a truck. All right, it looked like a float in the Macy's Day Parade. It had Alabama magnets on the door. All right, they're on the hood. You had Roll Tide stickers on the windshield.
I know who that was too.
You had the elephant flags or whatever, you know, on the windows.
Yeah.
How about you just drive your truck? All right. Man, like I couldn't. I'm very distracted. Like, if it's illegal for me to text and drive, it should be illegal for me to be distracted,
by this
float, this Roll Tide float that's driving 60 miles an hour on Fort Campbell Boulevard, which, by the way, is not the speed limit.
I thought it was 75.
Yeah, so did that guy. Okay, so did that guy. He's driving by and he honks his horn and goes, "Roll Tide!" Unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh man! But we're gonna go to our first break. But when we get back, okay, we're gonna take our first calls, okay, for
tickets.
For the tickets. All right. So those who want to get the tickets, get your phones ready. All right. Get ready to dial the number.
Be sure to know your trivia too.
Yeah, know your Strike trivia. Okay,
right.
And it's nothing new. Okay, if you've listened to the show, you know the answers. Okay. If you have Wikipedia, you know the answers. All right, that's not a hint. All right?
Strikepedia.
All right, thank you. Oh, I just had a murmur. Strikepedia. Oh, man. But
look
it
up.
You know, get your phones ready. If you got the iPhone, if you got the, get your Shoutcast, okay? If you got the Droid, get your Winamp apps, okay? But get your dial pads ready. 931-645-6414. When we get back, we're going to start our Strike trivia, okay, to win the NFL tickets. And we're also going to sit down with Staff Sergeant Rafael Paeo, okay? And he's going to be telling us all about what it is to be an artilleryman in the Strike Brigade. Hey, this is Sergeant Joe Padula, host of Airstrike on WJZM 1400 AM. Absolutely.
It's time. Time to break out the big bats and get ready for the run.
The 2-0 pitch. Johnson hits it hard and deep to left field. He'll watch it go. It's out of here.
Your Atlanta Braves are looking to hold their spot atop the division with every big swing.
High fly, deep to right. You can forget about that one. Freddie Freeman with a solo shot, and we are tied.
Every strong start.
Teron ready to go, and here it comes. Swinging a miss. He dropped a hammer on him.
And every amazing catch.
Fly ball, left center field, into the gap, racing over Hayward, lays out, and he made an unbelievable catch! Jason Hayward has saved the game!
The race for the playoffs is on, and your 2013 Braves are ready to run off with the division title.
Fly ball, left center field, that is crushed. Ugla to the plate, stick it in your pocket, and Simmons has done it again.
The Atlanta Braves Network is on WJZM Radio. Clarksville, Fort Campbell area pre-owned buyers. It's the grand opening of Matthews Nissan Pre-Owned Superstore in Clarksville on Highway 76. Under the four giant American flags or MatthewsNissan.com. Save thousands at Clarksville's largest import dealer. 11 acres, 500 new and used to choose from. Each Matthews Nissan pre-owned vehicle gets serviced, washed, waxed, and a Carfax included. 2012 Versa, $149 per month, up to 34 mpg highway. 2012 Sentra, $179 per month. 2012 certified pre-owned Altima, 17,900. 125 new and used Altimas in stock. 30 vehicles under 10 grand. Credit challenge? No worries. We can help. Get the auto credit you deserve. Don't pay more. Come to the grand opening of Matthews Nissan Pre-Owned Superstore or 24/7 at MatthewsNissan.com. Stock number 63309. All prices plus tax, time, and license. 457 processing fee included in pricing. 4,000 down. 3.19% APR for 75 months with approved credit. It's 915
for
Looking for a quality home at a reasonable price? Want to work with a local builder that wants to put you in the home of your dreams? Voted Parade of Homes winner in 2010, 2011, and 2012, Rita Home Builders specializes in making their customers' home ownership dream a reality. From foundation walls to custom finishes, Rita Home Builders is dedicated to building a home you will love at a price you can afford. Rita Home Builders. Visit them online at RitaHomeBuilders.com or call them at 931-920-4000.
Quality matters, and since 1972, Dawson & Dawson has been Clarksville's heating and cooling experts. Providing fast, reliable, and convenient service, Dawson & Dawson Heating and Cooling is all about quality. And right now, Dawson & Dawson is offering 2-year labor and 10-year parts warranties on all Lennox replacement units. State licensed, insured, and bonded, Dawson & Dawson Heating and Cooling, where quality has mattered since 1972. For service or free estimates on new installations, call 931-906-4570. That's 906-4570. Or visit them online at DawsonHVAC.com.
Wiz Advertising, Clarksville's largest and longest-running indoor advertiser, provides a captive audience for your ads. We guarantee that consumers will read your ad. Who else can say that? On average, people spend between 1 to 3 minutes smack dab in front of information about your business. You can target the customers you want by age, gender, interest, or zip code. Make your business name come to mind when consumers need your product or service. Call Wiz Advertising at 931-220-9044 or check them out on the web at wizads.com. That's WIZZADS.com.
The Clarksville Transit System makes your ride easy with timely stops to downtown, schools, shopping centers, medical offices, on post at Fort Campbell, or even downtown Nashville. Bus routes move in and out of the transit center in downtown Clarksville for quick and easy transfers. With convenient routes in a variety of areas all around Clarksville, the average trip costs less than a half gallon of gasoline. Traffic in this area gets busier by the day. Leave the driving stress to CTS. Daily, weekly, or monthly, make Clarksville Transit System your choice. Serving thousands of customers daily, go to RideCTS.com for more info.
I need some information.
Well, I got information.
If you want to know what's going on in Clarksville, listen to WJZM Radio and worldwide at WJZM.com.
Well, I think if you could place every student perfectly across the district, we would have enough elementary schools. Our problem is that it grows. It's in one particular area right now, and it's in the Rossview Northeast, that pocket right there. Rossview Elementary has a lot of growth this year, and we saw that growth begin last year in the elementary school, and the same thing happening this year.
WJZM is Clarksville's most dependable radio station for local news and current events.
When severe weather hits the Clarksville-Fort Campbell area, make sure to tune in to WJZM 1400 AM for all of your severe weather updates. Brought to you by the Augustine Insurance Group, Clarksville's insurance experts since 1972. It's time for Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews, Volkswagen, and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula from Strike, 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Hey, how you doing, Clarksville? All right? It's Sergeant Joe Padula again, host of Airstrike, WJZM, Fort Campbell Friday. And, yeah, it's unbelievable. We got another great show. We got the tickets that we're about to start giving away. We got a lot of tickets, okay? So it's going to be throughout the show. We got a total of an hour and a half today,
oh,
which is nice.
That's good.
That is good.
And plenty of time to give away all these tickets.
Yeah, it's a lot of tickets still. All right, we're going to be doing all like in groups of three. Okay, don't worry, you'll be sitting next to each other. Okay, it's not like it's not like yeah, take you and your friends and you're on different
one in one end zone and one in the other.
Bridge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Hey, can you see me?
Hello.
All right, so here we go. Okay, we'll go with the first question here. All right, strike trivia. We should have strike music playing.
Oh,
you got anything? Got anything to play, John?
Give me a second.
Yeah, no.
While you look.
Absolutely. All right. So I got to tell you what made these questions, okay, is stuff that was mentioned in previous shows, all right, and very relevant and very, I guess you could say, very important questions, all right? How's my delay? My delaying is terrible, John. All right? My delaying is just as bad as you searching quickly.
Well, that's
okay. All right, you know what I mean? No, I'm just
I'm a little slow.
No. You search quick, very quick.
I'll play
there we
some,
go.
Some marching music.
Oh, good. Right the relieving music.
That's right.
Yeah, the closing credits music.
That's
play.
It.
All right, so
it
here we go.
Good with this.
Absolutely, anything goes good with this. Okay, here we go. First question, up on the table. All right, what famous strike hero deployed to Iraq during the initial Operation Iraqi Freedom Invasion in 2003, and also won ABC's Dancing with the Stars, season 13, 2011.
Oh,
I know you love that show, John, but is this it for you?
No.
There's like stipulations, I think.
Oh,
is that the
okay.
word? Yeah, that's the
I
word of the day,
so.
Stipulation. All right. Please, call in, 931-645-6414. Hey, caller, how you doing, all right? Caller, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, all right?
Going good, sir.
Nice. What's your name? What's your name? And are you a strike soldier?
Yes, I am, sir.
Oh, awesome, good.
PFC Mulkins.
Okay, PFC, I'm looking at the Mulkins. All right,
yes, sir.
PFC Mulkins. All right, do you need me to repeat the question?
No, sir. I know who it is.
Oh, pardon me. who do you got?
It is Private J.R. Martinez.
Wow. He even threw in the rank.
Ooh.
Good for you. Wow. J.R. Martinez, yes, private at the time, who was a former infantryman with the strike brigade, and in 2003 actually received wounds that scarred his body, about 40% of it, and he overcame and overadapted and became a big star and actually won Dancing with the Stars season 13, 2011. Unbelievable. Hey Mulkins, nice job. Good job on winning the tickets. Let me see, we got that's a value of $153.
Ooh.
Three tickets, okay, $153 value for all those tickets combined. And the seats are, well, I'm not going to say they're nosebleed, right?
No, they're not.
No. Maybe a nose leak. You might get a nose leak.
No, I think they're actually pretty good tickets.
Yeah, these are good tickets. We're just busting your chops there, Mulkins.
But,
put your seatbelt on while you're...
Yeah, just do me a favor. Don't stand up too fast, okay? You might get lightheaded. No, these are great seats. And also, if you keep the stubs, okay, the ticket stubs, all right, you get $2 off at any old Charlie's, all right? Did I say it right?
Oh, Charlie's. That's
okay,
it.
You'll get $2 off of any old Charlie's. What are they going to make words with R's in them? All right, so, hey, Mulkins, so how you feeling?
Feeling great, sir.
That's good, man. I'm glad you know your strike history. I know you're glad you know your strike trivia. And, hey, how about a shout-out? Who makes it all happen for you?
Airstrike on WJZM, sir.
Let me tell you, he's well-trained.
Hell yeah.
He's trained. Mulkins, hey, appreciate that. Hold on the line. We're going to get your information, okay?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Mulkins. I'll talk to you later. Congratulations on your three tickets to the Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans game. Compliments of Fort Campbell MWR and WJZM here at Clarksville, Tennessee. Bada bing. Good stuff.
Bada bing.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, you know, and that's what's great. You see, now you got a young soldier there who's going to have a good time at a football game, and he's going to have enough tickets to have a DD and a designated driver, because we look out for each other.
That's right.
A good time, but we make sure that our battle buddies...
Everybody's taken care of.
Absolutely. Bada bing, you know, hey, talk with Tara, absolutely. Talk with Tara, part of the MWR that provided these tickets, and you could catch her show every Four Cable Friday.
That's right.
Yeah.
10 to noon.
10 to noon. 10 to noon. It's got a nice ring to it. I like that. 10 to noon. It's a number and a word. Yeah. Forget about it. Oh, the phones are blowing up.
10 to 12.
Oh, I love it. All right. So now back to an interview here, because we got a strike hero, okay, in my eyes, and I've enjoyed covering him and what he does for the unit. He is Staff Sergeant Rafael Pelayo. Hey, how you doing, Sergeant? All right?
Hey, what's going on?
Let me tell you, it's great to have you here today. And like what you have contributed here to Strike has been great, and we definitely want to highlight that here today. But before we get into all that, who is Rafael Pelayo? Okay, your uniqueness. Okay, you weren't born within the continental United States. Well, tell us about your background.
No, I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Nice. Oh, I like that accent too. John, how about that dialect, huh?
That's good.
That's what I'm talking about.
I like
about.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then I enlisted in the National Guard, and then I moved to the United States in 2003.
So the Puerto Rican National Guard?
Yes.
Which is part of the U.S. Armed Forces?
Yes.
Okay, so just to let the listening audience out there, okay, Puerto Rico also has, the U.S. Reserves available and the U.S. National Guard, and bam. So what year was that you joined up?
In 2001.
Okay. Bam, so 2001. Let me tell you, that's a tough time right there, not 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's right.
And you were in basic training.
I was in AIT when 9/11 happened.
Okay, so after initial training, AIT during 9/11. Okay, and you were intel. You were training up to be an intelligence soldier.
Yes.
Okay, how was that like? I mean, where were you, and here you are, a Puerto Rican native, and now. Over here in the States. Was this your first time to the States?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And, yeah, tell us about it. I mean, you're in AIT and September 11th happens.
Yes. Well, we were just doing a change of command, and next thing you know, the bus is going crazy.
Right.
Because of all the radio shows. I thought, at the beginning, we thought that it was some guy like you just making fun of people, just joking around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We realized it was serious.
Right, right.
So the entire ceremony was canceled, and then they proceeded to Threatcom Delta and all that stuff.
Man.
To close posts.
What were you thinking? What was your emotions?
I didn't know what to expect of the situation.
Right.
As I knew about the Army back then was like drill sergeant sucks.
Right.
That's all I knew then. Huh. So.
And you were 22 at this time, right?
21.
21 years old.
Yes.
Man. Right. So now, here you are, you finish your AIT, all right? You become an intelligence soldier, and you're serving and everything. Now, what made you switch to artillery? Because that's your current MOS, right?
Yes.
Military Occupational Specialty. So, what made you transition over to artillery?
Well,
the
I was...
13 series.
Well, when I was doing my job as an intel analyst, it was very interesting. But
I
joined the Army to be with soldiers.
Right.
And that was more like an office job.
Okay, understood. Right. You wanted to be out there.
Yes.
You wanted to get dirty.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't get me wrong, there's some intel positions that do get dirty, but I mean it's for a select few but artillery, you are as soon as you sign that paper, they throw dirt at you, right? Is that accurate?
Yes, the recruiter does.
Yeah, that's right. The recruiter goes, "Oh, you're artillery now." He takes a handful of dirt in your face.
Yes.
Okay, good. I love it. So, okay, you now what year is this now that you make the transition over?
2009.
Okay, so in 2009, all right, you become artillery, and you go to Fort Sill.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about Fort Sill, Oklahoma.
Well, it was during the winter time. And
oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we went over there to AIT and did my training.
Right.
And shot a howitzer. I saw the big cannon. I got all excited.
Right. I mean, what was your emotion that day? The first howitzer that you stood next. Now, for those listening, this howitzer is a huge, massive gun. All right? You're looking at the 105. All right, that's a measurement, okay? And these are big guns, okay? And
yes.
They're very loud, all right?
Yes, the weapon that I shot in AIT was the 1908, which was, I call it Big Papa.
Big Papa.
Yeah, it's a huge howitzer.
I love it when they call me Big Papa. Right.
Yeah, that's always very nice, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, okay, you're in AIT, you graduate, you're successful, right?
Yes.
Now, all of a sudden, you're at Strike.
Yes.
All right. You're in the land of Strike, Fort Campbell, home of the Screaming Eagles and the Black Hearts.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Well, it was definitely a challenge because when I first got here, everybody, everywhere, you go to the PX and you see people talking and it was like, strike this, strike that.
Yeah, strike, right.
So the brigade is definitely everywhere.
That's right, absolutely. And I tell you, you know, someone once, they pulled me to the side, they go, are you brainwashed? Are you brainwashed with Strike? I go, no, I'm just very motivated, like very proud, you know, and the Strike unit, and this is with all the other units, and I definitely encourage the other units to do this, be very proud of your unit's accomplishments, you know,
yes.
And we're going to get into some of your unit's accomplishments when you got to the top guns of Strike, the 1st Battalion, 320th Field Artillery Regiment.
Yes.
All right, and this was 2009?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, we're gonna go to a quick break here. Okay. But yeah, when we get back, we're gonna talk about how Staff Sergeant Rafael Palayo has now made it to the mighty Strike Brigade in 2009, and he's about to have his rendezvous with destiny. Absolutely. So yeah. Hey, stick around. This is Sergeant Joe Padula, the host of Airstrike, and you're listening to WJZM 1400 AM. Absolutely.
I love baseball.
Baseball.
Your station for Atlanta Braves baseball. WJZM Radio.
My favorite team.
How do you beat the blues? It's as easy as
1, 2, 3.
Ladies on the radio.
It's a new show on WJZM.
Filled with lots of laughs, current topics,
a chance to get to know folks from our community,
and great advice from all women's perspectives.
So every Thursday from noon to 1, Beat the Blues with Valerie Hunter-Kelly, Lori Austin, and Cindy Chambers.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3
Ladies on the Radio. Every Thursday, noon to 1, right here on WJZM.
Three Ladies on the Radio, brought to you by Fabric Outlet of Clarksville.
Save thousands on a new Kia at Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River. Clarksville, Fort Campbell. No one can save you more. We want to see you make the switch to a Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the River. Exceptional quality, value, and a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty comes with every new Gary Matthews Kia. Plus, if you're credit challenged, we can help. Get the auto credit you deserve. 2013 Kia Rio LX, $13,988. That's less than a used car price. $13,988. The all-new 2014 Forte LX, $15,988. 2013 Optima LX, 0% for 60 months plus $1,500 Kia bonus cash. And at these prices, you may be able to lower your current car payment and drive a new car. Make the switch to Gary Matthews Kia in Clarksville on the river or 24/7 at MatthewsKia.com. Stock number 1383.23 off prices plus tax, time, and license. Cash back to Kia Motors of America. Prices include 457 processing fees, 0% approved credit. Offer ends 9/3/13. Gary Matthews on the
river. At Charter Business, we appreciate business owners. The ones who stepped out on their own and put all their chips on one dream. Those passionate few who enjoy the thrill of opening the door, their own door, for business each morning. You didn't accept the status quo when you chose to be your own boss. You don't have to accept stale AT&T DSL left over from the last century now, or home phone service masquerading as true business phone. And that's why so many of you switch to Charter Business, to experience online power that crushes DSL, to harness real business-grade calling features, and to add that one missing element for your customers, HDTV. You're not a big box. You think outside the box. No wonder that little taste of victory is yours at the start of each new day. Get 30 megabit per second internet for just $55 a month when bundled. Call 855-741-3105 for Charter Business. Restrictions apply. Visit charterbusiness.com/offer for details.
Looking for summer savings? Well, right now, for a limited time only, Reiner Furniture on Fort Campbell Boulevard can offer you big savings on all Jackson and Catnapper room groups. How about a Voyager reclining sectional, only $19.99, or a Voyager lay-flat reclining sofa, now just $7.99 at Reiner Furniture, or visit them online at ReinerFurniture.com. There's summer savings like never before at Reiner Furniture, located at 1904 Fort Campbell Boulevard in Clarksville. Next to Grandpa's, it's Reiner Furniture Summer Savings Sale. It's better than ever before, but it won't last long. You can check them out online at ReinerFurniture.com or give them a call at 931-647-9132. That's 931-647-9132. It's summer savings time at Reiner Furniture. Get by and see them. 1904 Fort Campbell Boulevard next to Grandpa's. Visit them online at ReinerFurniture.com or call them at 931-647-0132.
Looking for a quality home at a reasonable price? Want to work with a local builder that wants to put you in the home of your dreams? Voted Parade of Homes winner in 2010, 2011, and 2012, Rita Home Builders specializes in making their customers' home ownership dreams a reality. From foundation walls to custom finishes, Rita Home Builders is dedicated to building a home you'll love at a price you can afford. Rita Home Builders. Visit them online at RitaHomeBuilders.com or call them at 931-920-4000.
And now back to Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews Volkswagen and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula.
Yeah. John, how you doing over there?
I'm doing all right. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hope you wore your deodorant today. Yeah. The phones
Larry King.
Are lighting hello. Up. The phones. I feel. Did you guys pay your bill?
I don't know.
I don't know if you guys are going to pay it next month.
Might be a bill collector next time.
Man, the phones are lighting up today. We got.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Airstrike.
That's what the name of the show is.
Hey, I appreciate you guys calling in. These tickets are... are a great thing, that's for sure. But speaking of which, let's go to the next question here for the Strike Trivia.
The next trivia question.
the Strike Quiz Giveaway. All right. All right. You got music for this one, John?
No, well, let me
look. John was he was going to get music, but the calls just kept coming in. You know, it's been a... I wouldn't say it's been a disaster, but it's been pretty busy over here. Absolutely.
I'll do this.
Yeah.
How about this? Well,
okay, what do you got?
When we get ready.
Drum roll, okay. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, when they get ready.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's pretty impressive, John. Drum roll.
Yeah.
John, that's great.
What's the trivia question?
Okay, here we go. All right. Callers, ready? 931-645-6414. Get it dialed in on your phone. All right. Oh, there we go. Oh, absolutely. I might have to do this, say this question at the position of attention. All right. Who was the former strike commander during the late 70s who was also the Secretary of State during the early 2000s?
Hmm.
Wow. Like, let me tell you, that's big.
That's big.
Who was the... Sergeant Player, this is one... This not, you can't win. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sergeant P, he wanted to answer. He knows the answer.
I know it too.
But again, late 70s, strike commander, and also Secretary of the State during the early 2000s. All right. We're going to go to the lines.
Number?
Caller? Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Good. I hear you pretty good. Do you know the answer?
Yes, sir. That would be Colin Powell.
All right. He got it. I didn't think he was going to get it. That's pretty good. That's pretty... John, you're like 10 seconds late with the claps.
I didn't pay him. I forgot to pay him.
I love it.
The clappers.
Congratulations. Caller, what's your name, Caller?
Sergeant William Gilliam.
Good. Good. And, Sergeant, what unit are you from?
I'm with the S4 up at the HHB 101 Airborne Division.
Nice. Air Assault. Awesome.
Air Assault.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me tell you, your knowledge of strike has just earned you three tickets. Oh, look at this. Oh, I'm opening up the envelope now.
And the winner is...
Oh, man. You got... Yeah, you're allowed on the field.
Oh, right.
No, that's a joke, man. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Three tickets to roller derby.
But these tickets are great. Compliments of Fort Campbell, MWR, and that's WJZM right. Helping us tell the soldier story. Yeah, hey, Sergeant, let me tell you, these are great tickets right here. A combined value of $153. Hey, who made it all possible for you today here, Sergeant?
That's Greg on WJZM.
That's what I'm talking Ooh, about. Yeah, who? Man, 101st Airborne Division checking in. Thanks, Sergeant. Hold on the line. We're going to take your information so you can come and get these tickets, all right?
Roger that.
All right. Hey, thanks. Thank you for listening. And tell the soldiers, all right, that we're telling their story. Forget about it. Absolutely. Well, don't forget about it. He might take that literally.
No.
Yeah, don't take it. All right. So we're back. Man, Sergeant Pete, let me tell you, these tickets.
Yeah, you ain't playing.
Yeah, yeah. We are not playing, but the Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans will be playing tomorrow night. And call in when we do the strike trivia, okay? And come and get your tickets, all right? So, but back to the interview.
All right.
So we're multitasking today, all right? We're like two birds, one stone. Well, I don't want to get like the.
That's the only way it works in the Army.
Yeah. Right. Right. So not two birds, one stone. How about the
17 one stone?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Even more birds we just killed. Forget about it. All right. But anyway, okay. So here we are. Okay. The artillerymen. Okay. First. Was an intel soldier, okay, and then he wants to feel real soldiering. He wants to get down and dirty, and so he joins the artillery field and the 13 series that is in the Army, and bam, you go and you're sent to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where you sign up with Strike.
Yes,
man, have you stopped running since?
No.
Isn't it unbelievable? Like, and please tell us what was your initial impression of your training, your artillery training on the Top Guns?
At the beginning, I was mostly, what did I get myself into?
Right.
So because you really don't know what to expect until you actually get to the unit.
Right.
So once you get to the unit and you start actually training for real,
yeah,
not just to pass the AIT exam.
Right.
It's a different experience, that's for sure. Because
yeah.
You're actually doing it for real now. You're not playing to do it.
Yeah, you're training for a mission. And that mission, okay, was training for Afghanistan.
Yes.
Yeah, Kandahar.
Yes.
Tip of the spear, the surge.
Yes.
Into Afghanistan. And who was the lead in that surge?
We were.
Yeah, the strike brigade.
That's right.
Now, you're a crew chief. Not a crew chief. You're a
section chief.
You're a section chief for the artillery for the gun that you guys operate. What makes you a chief and who do you chief?
Well, I have my howitzer and I'm in charge of a six man section, and which is nothing but a squad.
All right. If people want to know what a howitzer is looking like, go to the Strike Facebook page. Look at the picture that we posted up there for today's episode. All right, and you will see the howitzer, the exact howitzer that Sergeant P is actually that works on him and his crew. So please continue.
Yeah. Well, what my squad, what we do is just work on the howitzer. We train in the motor pool,
right.
And we spend all day in the motor pool, if not when we're in the training area,
right?
Just practicing to do either air assault raids or
right,
or just section certifications, which the Alpha Battery is doing right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, battery, okay? And you say battery, okay? Other units have companies, okay? But
yes.
The artillerymen, they have batteries.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well,
why not call them companies? Where does
this
stem
from? Because it's the type of mission that they do.
Okay.
And the type of responsibilities of the leadership.
All right, there you go. There's your answer. Because that's always been my question, okay? Why don't they just call them companies? You know, why are they got to be different? But now we know why. Their mission is different.
Yes.
All right, so who else is in your team there?
In my section right
now? Yeah, and their job titles.
Well, we got ammunition team chiefs. We have gunners.
Okay.
We have and then we have the cannoneers.
Okay. Oh, cannoneers.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds pretty interesting.
Yes.
What does a cannoneer do?
Oh, they do everything from sweeping the floor in the unit at the day is done to
absolutely normal soldiering day-to-day tasks, right?
And then they load up the howitzer, they lift the howitzer, push the howitzer, make sure that the howitzer works basically.
How much does a howitzer weigh?
It depends on the type of howitzer, but it's over 2,000-3,000 pounds.
Right, right. Now, and when air assaulting, and that's what we do in the 101st. We air assault into the mission, which is through helicopters such as the UH-60 utility helicopter, Black Hawk 60, and you guys lift up these howitzers and with the plates and everything. About 5,000 pounds after everything?
No, 4,690.
Oh, pardon me. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. You see, that's why...
The correct.
That's why he is an artilleryman.
The precise.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's why I feel safe with you on my side. Thank God you're not the enemy, that's for sure. Now, you guys air assault, okay, these howitzers...
Yes.
...onto the battlefield, set them up, shoot them, bam, hit the enemy, eliminate the enemy. How fast are you guys doing that?
Well, we have a task in less than the it's 11 minutes, the standard.
11 minutes?
Yes, but we actually average 7 to 10.
Man, you guys are fast. And you guys are effective with that fire in 11 minutes.
Yes.
But you guys are faster. Because you guys are actually the division's best top guns in the entire division. Is that correct?
Yes, the best artillery battalion in the division.
Yes. And when did you guys win that one?
Last year in the summer, we won the division's section certification.
You see that? Okay. All right. The strike once again, just leading the way, and artillery is no different.
That was Bravo Battery.
Bravo Battery, yes. Captain Patrick McQuigan at the time. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and First Sergeant
Flynn.
Yeah, First Sergeant Flynn at the time.
Crazy guy.
Now I don't know nothing. I'm at parade rest, First Sergeant. All right, so he said it, not me. All right, but. You mentioned the word Flynn. You guys had Colonel Flynn at the time in 2009 and 2010 and into the deployment of Afghanistan, where you guys did not fire your artillery howitzer guns.
No.
But you you definitely fired your M4 assault rifles and battled Taliban face-to-face. But when we come back, we're going to take a quick break here. All right. But, yeah, when we do get back, we're going to get into... what the Top Guns did and what Sergeant Staff Sergeant Rafael Paello did over in the Argadab district of Kandahar Province, Afghanistan, during the historical deployments as the tip of the spear in the surge. So, I'm going to try not to stutter this time when I go out to commercial break here. Okay, John, you think I can do it? All right. Hey, how you doing? This is Sergeant Joe Padula, host of Airstrike. And you, my friends, are listening to Airstrike on WJZM 1400 AM. Absolutely.
Now back to Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews, Volkswagen, and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula.
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing? All right? It's Sergeant Joe Padula. You just heard David Luce there introducing Airstrike. That is one of the owners of WJZM. One of the guys who allows us to tell the strike story to you, the listening audience, and it's been nothing
that's
but
right.
an honor so far.
And he allows me to sit over here.
That's right. And you sit, you're not really sitting today, John.
No. John, I'm actually working.
You know, you need a third arm today. Yeah.
Oh, my hand's tired.
John's answering phones. He's doing the soundboard. He's gearing up cadences a little late. And all with a monitor that is the size of a, I don't know, it looks like a, could be a cargo packing box. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sergeant Pete, you know this one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I love this one. All right, yeah. Man, cadences pump me up. That's going to be another question. What pumps up Sergeant Joe Padula? Cadences. Here's your free tickets. All right. We're going to do another strike trivia. Strivia? Can we call it Strivia?
Yeah.
No, that's that type of sugar, right?
Strivia?
Yeah, Strivia, right? That's that type
it's
of sugar.
It's one of them low-fat sweeteners.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, same thing. All right?
It'll work.
Yeah, Strivia. All right. So, we're getting ready for the next question here. All right. Okay. We mentioned September 11th before. All right. Here's a question regarding strike on September 11th.
Ooh.
September 11th, 2001, all right? Where were strike soldiers currently deployed to during September 11th, 2001? I repeat, where were strikes deployed at the time when September 11th, 2001 happened?
Oh, there goes the phone. Hold on.
All right.
Are they patched in?
Yeah, we've got a caller.
Oh, good. I'm glad we got it down to a system.
Yeah, barely.
Caller, are you there?
Hello, yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad you... Did you have any problems calling in? Because
no.
Okay, good, good. Because the phones are going crazy over here. Man. Who's on the phone?
Staff Sergeant Glenyatta King.
Oh, what? I like that name. That's a nice name.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Staff Sergeant, what unit are you with?
I'm with HAC Strike.
Strike?
Strike.
Strike, I love it. All right, Sergeant, it's great to hear you. Okay, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Do you know the answer to that question? Do you need me to repeat it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. A staller. A staller on line one. Okay. Where was Strike currently deployed? Where were Strike soldiers deployed when September 11, 2001 happened?
Okay. Kosovo.
Kosovo. Okay, we'll take that. Yes. Absolutely. Kosovo. We would have taken two answers, Kosovo or the Republic of Macedonia.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
Kosovo is accurate. Absolutely. Man, that is great. And thank you for knowing your Strike history, because, it's because of them, you know, we were able to do what we do today. And we will never forget our predecessors, okay, in the Strike unit. So, hey, Sergeant, who are you going to be rooting for during the game?
I'm going to be rooting for the Atlanta Falcons.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Wait a minute, you've been disconnected.
Yeah, sorry. Next caller. Next caller.
No.
Kosovo, wrong answer. Sorry. No. They are your tickets. All right, let me. Yes. Let me take off the headphones for a second.
I'm doing right.
It felt like a howitzer just went off. Sergeant Paello, do you have any ear protection with you today?
I forgot it.
What?
What? That poor phone of hers. What type of phone do you have, Sergeant?
The best phone in the world, the iPhone, of course.
You might want to get a new one. You just blew your speakers, okay?
The screen. Need a new screen.
Okay.
And look at me. Thought I was being quiet.
No. Hey, good for you and your Falcon Staff Sergeant, because you have actually won the next upgraded level tickets. Yeah,
woo!
Nice. Your value comes to a total of $159.
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
Alrighty.
Better seats. Better seats.
They're right behind the Titans.
No, that's not true. That's true. Don't get upset with him. It's on the Titans bench.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they got the Titans after this game.
That's what I'm talking about. Nah, good for you, Sergeant. Thank you for listening to Airstrike. Thank you for participating in Airstrike. And the seats are closer to the bathroom. That's why they're more expensive. Enjoy the scent. It's the men's room. But hey, Sergeant, what made this all happen?
Tom Padula and Airstrike on WJZM.
Ooh, nice, I love it. Let me tell you,
good. Nice comeback.
They were absolutely, absolutely. Go Falcons now. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sergeant. Hold on the line. We'll make sure that you have all the right information. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Sergeant.
All right.
All right. That is great. You see that? I can't hear my left ear at the moment, but passion, emotion.
That was good. I like that.
Man, like see, we are
excited.
Human. We are human. Okay, we may be soldiers, maybe trained warriors, but we like to have a good time. We like to go out there and scream for no apparent reason.
Sit by the men's restroom.
Yeah, sit by the men's room. Oh, man.
Right by the Titans.
Oh, they still got a Petroff over there, right?
They do.
Yeah. Oh, that is great. But, yeah, back to the interview. Congratulations to Staff Sergeant King. Staff Sergeant King there of Strike. Mighty Strike Brigade. Speaking of Mighty Strike Brigade. How you doing? All right, Staff Sergeant?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah, doing great.
You look like you're having a lot of fun.
Man, we're sitting here handing out tickets, compliments of Fort Campbell MWR. You got David Snow here. He's reporting for his paper that you can get on and off post, right? It's free. It's all free. Okay, look for the Eagle Post. I mean, they're all around. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yes.
And they're great papers. Absolutely. You know, but okay. Now, back to your story, Sergeant P. You guys are now deployed as the lead brigade, the surge brigade in Afghanistan, 2010. and you're in Argandab, and it's May, and it's June, and it's hot.
Yes.
Like, I'm looking at the temperatures here. Record highs, 133 degrees.
Sounds about right.
Right. And here you guys are, not artillerymen. You guys were given the order to be soldiers. Soldiers first.
Yes.
Was that accurate?
Yes. We were switched from an artillery battalion to a provisional infantry battalion.
Right. Provisional infantry battalion. Man. And you guys made it happen. And it wasn't an easy fight.
No, it was not. Definitely not.
Right. What you guys did, you guys were the lead up to Operation Dragon Strike.
Yes.
You know, which was the Presidential Unit Citation, Puck Award-winning main push. And as you guys, as that first fight in the Dob, well, explain the Dob, okay? If you could express it in words, what does it look like? What does it feel like?
It's hard to explain, but at the end of the day, you look to the left and is hardcore desert, and then you look to the right and you have a pomegranate tree,
right,
flooded,
yeah,
with water and mud walls and everything. But you can, in that particular area, on one side of the road, it was nothing but sand and moon dust, and the other side were trees and grapes and all that stuff.
Absolutely. Now, on the phone, we got a caller who is currently in Holland, okay, who knows the Argandab very well. He was a part of the unit ministry team over with Strike, and yeah, he wants to say hello. Hey, how you doing? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you, you sound very good in Holland. You know what I mean? Absolutely. So who's
well,
on the line?
It's almost 9 p.m. and I've had a couple beers.
Oh, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
Everything is better with beer.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, who's calling and what unit are you with?
Sergeant Trevor Madison. I am the former brigade chaplain.
Absolutely.
And I am currently the chaplain CIC for the Allied Joint Forces Command NATO chapel in Brunsum, the Netherlands.
And you were the brigade NCOIC, non-commissioned officer in charge of the unit ministry team for Strike during the historical deployment that we're talking about now. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, Argandab, you've been there yourself, correct?
I've been there a couple times.
And the fight down in Kandahar, in your words, and briefly, how tough was it overall, and how important was it in your words, Staff Sergeant Madison?
It was very important. It was a very tough fight from my point of view.
Right.
Of course, you know, I wasn't that guy out there swapping bullets with the enemy and so forth. But from our point of view at the unit ministry team, getting involved with the soldiers and dealing with them ministry wise. It was a tough fight.
Yeah.
And with our partnership with the ANA, our ANA counterparts, it was a very important fight.
Right. Now, and as the unit ministry team, you guys are in charge of all of the, and I hate to bring it down to this level, but we always have to pay our respect to our fallen. But you were at all of the memorials, is that correct, for our fallen soldiers over there?
Yes, that's correct.
We had 66, you know, and we lost many in the Dob and Zari and Maywand and Panjway, and how important is it for us to have that memorial service and pay that respect, Staff Sergeant Madison?
It's extremely important. It's extremely important to have those ceremonies to give the soldiers, the friends and so forth of that soldier, the fallen soldier, a rite of passage, a time to find closure.
Right.
And it's a very solemn event. It's an extremely important event for those soldiers. To show honor to what they gave their lives for.
Right.
And to help the grieving the grieving comrades.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, you know, personally, I got to thank you, too. You guys helped my shop, the Strike Public Affairs Shop, when we lost Staff Sergeant James P. Hunter by making that memorial service very appropriate, you know, and it was our chance to actually literally say goodbye to our friend and mentor. So I thank you personally, and I'll never forget you for that, my friend.
Thank you. That was a very tough one. That was a very tough one to do because, you know, I knew the guy personally, and I got to thank the unit ministry team from the 101st Aviation that was up in Kandahar. They actually came down and helped out Chaplain Beavers and myself because we were personally attached to Staff Sergeant Hunter.
Right, right.
And it was nice to have comrades from outside the brigade come in and help us deal with that.
Yeah.
A lot of times, and no offense to the soldiers, but a lot of times soldiers forget that how it impacts the chaplains and chaplain assistants, but we need that care as well.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, your job is appreciated. And I appreciate you calling in. We're pushing time, but thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for calling in and listening to Airstrike over in Holland.
Yes, Joe,
that's awesome,
Joe. Yeah. Joe, I miss your brother, and I'm so glad you got your Bullwinkle badge.
Oh, absolutely! He's talking about the air assault legs on my chest. Let me tell you, this is a great man who promotes physical fitness and mental resiliency. Staff Sergeant Trevor Madison, thank you for checking in and keep listening to Airstrike and spread the word in Europe. You know what I mean?
Well, Airstrike.
Yeah, yeah. Put the beer down. You know what I mean? Forget about it. Thanks, Sergeant Madison. I'll talk to you later. All right.
All right, Joe. Take it easy, brother.
Absolutely. All right, Sergeant Pete, we're running a little late here, so we're gonna go to another break here, okay? But when we get back, we're gonna give out some more tickets, and we're gonna go back into now you're in Argandab, okay? And it's hot. In my words, it reminded me of the Old Testament. You know what I mean? It's just right? You know what I mean? And here you guys are. You're no longer doing anything artillery. You're now infantrymen. Provincial infantrymen making it happen, and yeah. So we'll get back into that. This is Sergeant Joe Padula, host of Airstrike on WJZM 1400 AM. Absolutely.
Since 1941, serving the public interest. WJZM Radio, Clarksville, Tennessee. WJZM Radio and WJZM.com is where Clarksville hears the news. If it's going on in Clarksville, it's on WJZM Radio and at WJZM.com. Since 1941, WJZM Radio has been Clarksville's broadcast leader for local news, sports, and current events. Depend on WJZM and WJZM.com to hear what's going on in Clarksville. If it's news, you'll hear it on WJZM Radio and WJZM.com. Clarksville's information station is WJZM Radio and WJZM.com.
At Charter Business, we appreciate business owners. The ones who stepped out on their own and put all their chips on one dream. Those passionate few who enjoy the thrill of opening the door, their own door, for business each morning. You didn't accept the status quo when you chose to be your own boss. You don't have to accept stale AT&T DSL left over from the last century now, or home phone service masquerading as true business phone. And that's why so many of you switched to Charter Business, to experience online power that crushes DSL, to harness real business-grade calling features, and to add that one missing element for your customers, HDTV. You're not a big box. You think outside the box. No wonder that little taste of victory is yours at the start of each new day. Get 30 megabit per second internet for just $55 a month when bundled. Call 855-741-3105 for Charter Business. Restrictions apply. Visit charterbusiness.com/offer for details.
Looking for a quality home at a reasonable price? Want to work with a local builder that wants to put you in the home of your dreams? Voted Parade of Homes winner in 2010, 2011, and 2012, Rita Home Builders specializes in making their customers' home ownership dream a reality. From foundation walls to custom finishes, Rita Home Builders is dedicated to building a home you will love at a price you can afford. Rita Home Builders. Visit them online at ritahomebuilders.com or call them at 931-920-4000. Catch all the gridiron action with the season opener, APSU versus the University of Tennessee Live on CDE Lightband pay-per-view. Kickoff is 5 o'clock Central on August 31st. To place your order for only $34.99 plus tax, check out the CDE Lightband programming guide and go to Channel 701 the day of the game. Don't miss APSU versus UT Live at Neyland Stadium Saturday, August 31st on CDE Lightband pay-per-view. For more information, call 648-8151.
Attention, Fort Campbell, Clarksville area pre-owned buyers. Save thousands on your next used vehicle
at the Giant Pre-Owned Sales Event.
This month at Gary Matthews Chrysler Jeep Dodge Pre-Owned Super Center across from the new marina, or Gary Matthews VW Pre-Owned Super Center on the river. We've made a special purchase of 15 pre-owned 2013 Dodge Dart SE up to 41 mpg highway. Just $179 per month. $179 per month. You don't need cash. Your vehicle is your down payment. Don't give it away. Get $4,000 dollars or more for your old clunker. 30 vehicles under 10 grand. Bad credit? No problem. We are the bank. Hurry to Gary Matthews Chrysler Jeep Dodge or VW Kia in Clarksville or 24/7 at GaryMatthewsMotors.com. Military pay no tax. Stock number 34, all prices plus tax, title and license. Trade-in offer on used vehicles over 10 grand. Not available on priced units or internet pricing. 475 processing fee included in pricing. $4,500 down, 3.9% APR for 72 months with approved credit. Hence 9/11/13. Gary
Matthews on the river. I'm a regular. I'm no tourist. I'm a local. So give it to me local. The hashtags and the headlines so I can get it and go or stop and take it all in. And I want it all delivered wherever I go. The local teams and scores? Yes. Watchdog journalism thanks to more feet on the street? Yes. What happens in my town? Yes.
We are the Leaf Chronicle. All things Clarksville on all your devices 24/7. Subscribe today at theleafchronicle.com.
Give it to me local.
And now back to Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews Volkswagen and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padula.
Yeah, royalty-free music. You know what that means? That means it's Airstrike.
Yeah.
If it's royalty-free music, then you know it's Strike.
We use a lot of that, too.
Oh, man. Airstrike, Sergeant Joe Padula, 2nd Brigade, Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault. Okay, and, you know, not for nothing. I got to apologize, first and foremost, before we continue, okay, to Staff Sergeant Trevor Madison, who I told him to put down the beer.
That's
okay?
Right, but it's...
I didn't realize. He is in Holland, right? And,
yep.
And you went on your big monitor that looks like Dark Helmet. And
that's right.
Like you got it free when you ordered Windows 98. Okay. Look at that thing.
I thought it was 95.
Whatever it was. Right, right. Your Apple IIgs computer. Yeah. Right. But
Radio Shack Tandy.
But from this, you just told me it was 9 o'clock.
That's right.
2100 over in
Holland.
In Holland. Okay.
That's right.
So, yeah, hey, Sergeant Madison, drink up. But I'm not endorsing drinking up either. Just saying.
In moderation.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
There you go.
Do what you
got
to do, all right? It's Friday night. Go have fun. You're serving your country. You know, be responsible. I mean, you know, you're the man. You're the man, Sergeant Madison.
That's right.
Oh.
Now it's time for more trivia.
Yeah, is it trivia time?
Yep, I think so.
Well, I tell you what.
Do you have another trivia question?
It's a trivia time.
Okay. Got to keep rolling. Keep the show on track.
No. Right now we got... Oh, Strike just won an award. And we're just about to find out about that award.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Absolutely. Strike is like a... Strike is making history again.
Oh.
Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
All right. Hey, that's our Strike correspondent.
It is.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the heads up. You know, we didn't want to not address today's historic day. You know, another award for Strike. Okay, we were just talking about how Strike, you know, won the Top Gun, the best artillery battery?
Battalion.
Battalion. The entire battalion won the best in the division. And now, what is Strike doing, Sergeant Rogers? Reporting live from Strike Dining Facility.
Speakerphone turned off.
Can you hear us okay? Hey, how you doing? All right? We're going to have... Yeah, this is going to be edited in the podcast, that's
okay.
For sure.
Hello.
See this space right here? It's going to be edited out.
Hello.
Hello, hi, are you there?
I hear him.
I hear you too, but
we're going to have to move along.
Okay. I hear choo-choo trains. I hear trains. Are we in a child's basement? Hello, are you there? All right, we're going to have to move on. I'm sorry. It's going to be a lot of editing.
Yeah.
All right, hey, I'll report it myself. I got the information. Hey, thanks for trying to call in. That was a phone call live from the Strike Dining Facility. Strike just won the Fort Campbell's Best Dining Facility for the month.
All right.
Also, okay, is about to be presented the Connolly Award, okay, which is the Best Army Combat Dining Facility, okay, when they go out and they deploy and they you know, set up the field kitchen, okay? Strike just won for the best in the Army.
Wow.
Okay, isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Like that's in the Army. You know how many units are in the Army?
Man.
I got the numbers right here. A lot.
That sounds about right.
I got the official numbers right here. Many. Okay.
That sounds pretty accurate.
And Strike beat them all. Like
that's awesome.
How do you compete with that?
You can't.
Oh, you can't. You can't because they won. Right. There's good for them. So we applaud.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Good.
There you go.
He pressed F8, okay?
That's
he pressed shift F8 for the clapping. All right.
And I have to look for it.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right. So we got back to the interview.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Sergeant P, how you doing?
Doing good, Joe.
All right. And, yeah, I got to tell you, it's been pretty amazing so far. Okay, now you're in the Argandab. It's hot. It's summertime. Taliban is everywhere.
Yes.
IEDs are everywhere.
Yes.
Improvised explosive devices. Okay. Taliban's number one weapon against us, correct?
Yes.
I mean, like...
The most effective one that they have.
Like, it was fighting a ghost, right? Is that what the quote is? It's like fighting a spirit. You can't even see it.
Yes.
All right, now...
That will summarize it pretty well.
Now, how did you guys feel about... Not being artillerymen, but being infantrymen.
Well, at this point, we've been doing the fight for a while, so most of the soldiers, when I was there, they were veterans.
Okay.
And I learned from the best.
Right.
You know? And in my case, it was my first combat tour at actual fighting. So it's,
right.
For me, it was...
You deployed earlier as intel.
Yes.
Right, and now you're deployed as artillerymen turned provincial infantry.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a... For me, it's a little different because I don't know what to expect. And the second we hit Jelawar, we start hearing gunfire and firefights everywhere.
Jelawar was a major FOB, forward operating base. Jelawar.
Yes.
Okay. Was a major base over there in the Argandab district of Kandahar province.
Yes. And then we were getting to move. Alpha Battery was getting ready to move to Cop Nolan.
Okay.
And that's
Cop Nolan, Cop standing for Combat Outpost, which is a little bit smaller than a FOB.
So we go over there and we get welcomed with AK-47s and explosions.
Right,
and
right.
That's as we're going into the gate,
right,
with steel rucksacks on
those
and all that stuff.
RPGs,
everything.
Oh, everything. Those. What was the other one? The 82 recoilless rifle. I mean,
yes,
man.
Yes, it was intense. As we're getting our briefing, this is Cop Nolan. The latrines are over here.
Right.
The Taliban is right there shooting at you right now. So
right.
Take cover.
All right.
So
like unbelievable. Like
yes,
like war. It's war.
Yes.
You know, and you guys picked up your rifles and you went to war.
Shoot back.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Shoot back. Right. And you guys effectively shot back and you guys this was an area, okay, just for a little history brief here, that this is home base for Taliban. This is where it all started, that Kandahar province, this is where it all started, okay, and no U.S. brigade combat team has ever been in that area together as a brigade combat team. And they sent the strike brigade and you guys did it. You guys were effective and you beat Taliban. Is that correct?
Yes, we did.
How'd you guys do it?
Well, and we just took the fight to them.
Right.
And we didn't punk out.
Okay, didn't punk out. Oh, I like that. John, they did not punk out.
It did not.
That's what I'm talking about.
The 82nd did.
No. We didn't say that. We didn't say that. That's going to get edited in the podcast, too. I love it. No, but that's just rivalry. Once again, we love our 82nd brothers and sisters. But, I mean, like we were talking earlier about force protection, how you guys went above and beyond. You guys went out and patrolled into the villages, right?
When we first got there, it was mostly a force protection mission. The guys that were there, they were just getting – they were just surrounded.
And yeah.
They
were just overwhelmed,
making sure that they didn't get in the walls.
Right,
and then we started going out. We took a lot of hits on the way, but I mean, whatever the commanders did, they did right. So, okay. I mean, because the area got cleared.
Absolutely, and I got to tell you, your efforts, and then some of our fallen from Argandab.
In Alpha Battery, the first one was PFC Brandon King.
Okay, right, King, right, and then after King was.
There were Stout and Sergeant Stout and Stanberry, and there were a few.
Master Sergeant retired, Pittman. And,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and all of our fallen brothers from the Top Guns, we will never forget them. Okay, and I got to tell you,
not only that, the guys that actually took hits too.
Right.
I mean, like in one patrol, we went from 17 soldiers in the patrol to 9 in 30 minutes.
Like I mean, you got guys who have amputations. You know, you talk about like Bixler. Okay.
Yes, and even the guys that just took that got peppered. You know, they got hit as well.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not only the guys that died in combat. You know, it's the guys that just took a rock in the back of the neck because of an explosion, you know.
They were in war. They took it to the enemy. They didn't punk out. Is that what it was?
Yes.
The Top Guns didn't punk out, and because of those actions, the Top Guns were given the Presidential Unit Citation Award for their actions in Kandahar. Unbelievable.
Pretty amazing.
But we're going to go to another break, and then we're going to go and give away more tickets, okay? So you're hanging out with us here at Airstrike, which consists of today, you know, Staff Sergeant Rafael Paello, who is an artilleryman who turned infantryman during the Afghanistan deployment. We got David Snow, the lead reporter and editor of the Eagle Post. He's doing a great story. He's taking some great pictures. I mean, my eyes with the flash. I hope you got the red eye option on there, right? And hey, we always got John here too.
That's right.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, John's not punking out.
No.
Okay. No, John's not punking out. I love it. Forget about it. All right. And we got callers calling in, trying to win tickets to the Falcons and Titans game, and that's compliments of the Fort Kimball MWR. And hey, how you doing? All right, it's Airstrike, WJZM, 1400 AM. Absolutely.
This is where Vincent got the chance to cross the pond so he could study universal healthcare in London, where Chris conducted amphibian research that helped him land a research assistantship tracking threatened toads through Yosemite National Park, where Claire studied breast cancer cells and built the resume required to earn a genetics research internship at Germany's internationally renowned Max Planck Institute. This is Austin Peay State University. More opportunities here, more opportunities out there.
Visit our friends at Clarksville Tire Center, formerly Ratchford Auto Truck and Service Center. They service both commercial and residential customers. Clarksville Tire Center specializes in tires that fit almost all type vehicles, cars, trucks, farm equipment, even your riding lawnmower. They have all of your quality tire brands. They're located at 129 Terminal Road. That's right across the street from Governor Square Mall off Wilmer Rudolph Boulevard. Clarksville Tire Center can take care of all of your needs. They have a state-of-the-art alignment machine with reasonable prices. They also do brake work and can turn your rotors. Visit Barbara Ratchford and her staff at Clarksville Tire Center on Terminal Road or give them a call at 931-648-2769. That's 648-2769, Clarksville Tire Center.
Looking for a quality home at a reasonable price? Want to work with a local builder that wants to put you in the home of your dreams? Voted Parade of Homes winner in 2010, 2011, and 2012, Rita Home Builders specializes in making their customers' home ownership dreams a reality. From foundation walls to custom finishes, Rita Home Builders is dedicated to building a home you'll love at a price you can afford. Rita Home Builders. Visit them online at ritahomebuilders.com or call them at 931-920-4000.
Did you know Action Air is a certified green business? What does this mean to you? They care about the earth and about you. In the long run, it helps keep the green in your pocket. You can now receive electronic invoices, and they can give you helpful tips on how to save more money on your energy bills. For instance, did you know it's better to keep your unit on a consistent temperature, whether you're home or not? Purchasing a programmable thermostat will help, too, while you're away. This helps your unit from working overtime, trying to catch up on the temperature you prefer. Action Air is home of the 8 to 8. There's no overtime trip fee before 8 p.m. It's very important, too, to make sure your unit is ready for the heat of summer. Remember last summer? No one wants to be without their AC and heat like that. Be sure and have your unit cleaned and serviced now. When you call Action Air, you don't just have one person working for you. You have the Action Air team, voted best of Clarksville for the past 4 years. When you need action, call Action Air.
Need action, call Action Air.
Now back to Airstrike, brought to you by Gary Matthews, Volkswagen, and Kia. Here's Sergeant Joe Padua.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I love it. You know what? I can't wait. I can't wait for when Airstrike is on Strikeopedia.
Ooh.
I can't wait.
It won't be long either.
It won't be long. Because
I see it.
We're moving fast.
I see it coming.
Airstrike will be on Strikeopedia.
That's right.
Okay. Which is Wikipedia, but we just put Strike.
Strikeopedia.
Okay. You will be able to Google
the complete
Airstrike
encyclopedia.
Yes.
Of Strikeopedia.
Yes. Ooh. Speaking of Strikeopedia.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. That's what we're playing. We're playing Strikeopedia today. I like that. John, you just created Strikeopedia. How does that make you feel? Now we're interviewing you.
That makes me feel wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, do you have a murmur? Did you get a murmur when you created Strikeopedia?
No, not yet.
All right. Because when you said that word...
I've been told I don't have a heart, so... Oh.
Well, now you have a black heart.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I did get... Yeah.
Now you got a black heart. All right. Speaking of black heart... Oh,
is it time for more trivia?
It's... I don't know why that's a segue, but it is. Speaking of black hearts, we got more tickets to give away of the Falcons-Titans game. That's this Saturday. Compliments of Fort Campbell MWR.
All right.
Love Fort Campbell MWR. And WJCM, 1400 AM.
That's it.
Man. All right, here's the question. You got any music for this one? Why don't you press F6, see what pops up on your keyboard.
I'm afraid to.
Oh.
I have no idea what would happen.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, here's the question.
Okay.
This again? This again? Like, the listeners are like...
Don't you have any more?
Like, the... Oh, you just played that, and the whole clear. The phone's all clear.
They're all gone.
That's a good trivia.
Oh, how many songs does he have on the computer?
Yeah, that's one. Right, four. Four, and we played them all twice during the show.
I have five.
Oh, five. Okay, you win the tickets. That's good right. For you. All right. Here's a question. Okay. Oh. Halo, Halo, infantry. Halo, Halo, artillery.
Yeah.
King of battle, follow me. Right, for artillery.
That's, yeah. That's right.
I love it.
I'm a big bird in the sky.
I'm a big bird in the sky.
Yeah, big bird.
All will jump and some will die.
All will jump and some will die.
Oh, I don't know nothing. Here's the question for Strikeopedia.
Here it is.
This one's a tough one. This one's tough. Let me tell you. And there's no sway in this because you need exact answers. Name the five operations, area of operations, where Strike has been awarded the Presidential Unit Citation Award.
Yikes.
Oh, John, do you know this?
No.
No.
Heard it before. Though.
Name the we've said before in the show. Name the five areas of operations where Strike... Oh, yeah.
I've got to go answer the phone.
Where it's, Strike has been awarded the Presidential Unit Citation Award. Caller. Do you know the answer? Well, first of all, let's do a proper introduction. Who's calling? Who's calling at this hour? Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who's calling, if you don't mind me asking?
This is First Sergeant Johnny Carter from AKC Strike Brigade.
Oh, let me stand that parade rest. Hold on.
Yeah, get a parade rest fast.
Absolutely, First Sergeant. I am doing the radio show here at Parade Rest. And I can't read the question and look up at the mic at the same time. So, First Sergeant, what's your unit, First Sergeant Johnny Carter?
AKC 2nd Brigade Strike.
Strike? Man, Strike. Strike is in the house.
Strike strong.
Strike is playing Strikeopedia.
That's right.
Man. First off, do you know this cadence that's being played right now?
I know every cadence known to man.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a true First Sergeant right there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man. Yeah. You know, I can smell the cigar coming from his mouth right now. You know what I mean? First Sergeant, I'm going to read the question again, if you don't mind.
Roger that.
Now, I'm looking at six tickets, First Sergeant. Six
All
tickets
right.
at a value of a combined total of, where is it? This is, hold on, First Sergeant, you got to, I'm trying to find your tickets here. Okay. First Sergeant, you got a combined value of $318, First Sergeant. That's a lot. Six tickets.
That is a lot.
Now, do you have six people that you'll be able to take? Two. Or five people you'll be able to take two.
Well, I have numerous friends. I'm going to have to get the combatives pit open up and have them go at it so that way I can select the top five.
I like that. You see that? From this contest, he's building his own contest. That's pretty good. From Strikeopedia to Strikeomania. You know what I mean? That's what I'm
right
talking about. Man. All right, here's the question, Top. Top, for those civilian audience listening, is a nickname for First Sergeant. So this would be Top Carter, only if that First Sergeant allows that nickname to be said. First Sergeant, am I allowed to use that nickname?
I will allow you at this time.
Thank you, First Sergeant. Top Carter, okay. Here is the question. Name the five areas of operations where Strike has been awarded the Presidential Unit Citation Award.
Ooh, I would have to state the obvious, the last one that I participated in, which was Kandahar.
Right. Oh, good. He listens to the show. All right, good. First Sergeant. And yes, you were there, right? I mean, like, can you confirm everything that Sergeant Paella was talking about today? Like, I mean,
everything he talked about was confirmed, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, First Sergeant. Okay, you got Kandahar. Check.
Let's see, Vietnam, there was Doc Toe.
Oh, we wouldn't have accepted Vietnam, but yes, I'm glad you said Doc Toe.
An-K?
Yeah, An-K, absolutely. Also pronounced An-K by the North Vietnamese, okay?
Right, and then we go deeper into our history to Bastogne and Normandy.
Wow. John, do you... He's right. I guess the clapping means he's right.
That's right. I paid him.
Wow, First Sergeant Carter, let me tell you, that is impressive. But,
that is great.
But that is what a strike soldier knows. He knows where he comes from because he knows he's going to be adding to that. Like just think, 60 years from now, they're going to be playing Strikeopedia, okay? And they're going to be asking about, remember years ago in Kandahar? But First Sergeant Carter, I thank you for what you have done for the Mighty Strike Brigade. I thank you for checking out Airstrike, the show that tells the strike story to not only the soldier but to the civilian populace. And First Sergeant, any words?
Yes, I'd like to thank all the veterans, past and present, for their great sacrifices and contributions to this great nation.
Man.
And roll tide.
Looks like more editing in the podcast. Looks like we'll be doing more editing.
He may be the one that's driving the truck.
I don't know nothing. No. But First Sergeant, hey, thank you for everything. I do appreciate that. Thank you for listening to Airstrike, the Soldier Radio Show. And we'll get that information from you, and we'll talk to you soon. And enjoy the. Could you get some pictures at the game?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, some selfies. By the thing. Some selfies and ducky face. Can you make some ducky face?
I don't know all about that. That's before my time.
Okay. First Sergeant, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Absolutely, First Sergeant. All right. That was First Sergeant Johnny Carter of Strike, and he has just won six tickets total for the game.
Six big ones.
Yeah, six big ones.
Ooh.
All right. Hey,
big doings.
Man, we ran out of time.
Already?
He goes, already? we ran out of time, but I got to tell you, you know, Sergeant P, Staff Sergeant Rafael Pelayo. Okay, I'm sorry for that. Pelayo.
You mentioned before the Battle of the Accent, so
yes, that's right. You know, the war on dialects. I love it. You know, I want to thank you for coming in here and sharing your story.
Thanks for inviting me.
Let me tell you, like it's you have done some great things, some historic things over at Strike, not just for yourself but for your soldiers. Okay, and that's what it's all about. You know, and much respect to you and your family, because those are good people too. From what we were talking about earlier, wanted to make sure that they got a shout out on the air.
Oh yes, to my mom, Mami Bendicion, and to my wife, baby Tam.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, and if you want to see what this stud, also known as Staff Sergeant P, looks like, just go to the Facebook page. You'll see a good picture of him from the Airstrike Radio. All right, David, thank you again for coming in and covering this strike story. I mean, this is you'll run out of papers, okay? You will run out of papers if you put Airstrike on your cover. Not the pressure. John, you're the pressuring.
Yeah, notice that he's getting away from the microphone.
That's right. No strong arming here. Oh, man. Somebody locked the door until he can't leave until he writes something.
Front page.
But, John, as always, a pleasure.
Pleasure.
We want to thank you and WJZM and the Fort Campbell MWR.
It's always great.
I mean, here's a quick back brief of what happened today, all right? Airstrike.
Cliff notes.
Cliff notes for John. All right. They don't make those anymore, John. Just aid yourself. All right. All right. We had an artilleryman that was asked to become an infantryman during one of the greatest battles of all time, Operation Dragon Strike, Operation Hamkari. All right, we had callers come in from Holland, for crying out loud, to say, hey, how you doing?
That's right.
Man, and we had a bunch of callers, a bunch of soldiers win tickets to the football game this weekend, Titans versus Falcons.
To see the Titans.
Compliments of MWR, Fort Campbell, and WJZM, 1400 AM.
That's it.
Man, and we had a reporter, a military correspondent, well, more than just a military correspondent, he corresponds on all affairs. Oh, that sounds terrible. I should rephrase that. But
most affairs.
Yeah, it's not a gossip column.
Unless it's not.
You know what I mean? But David Snow, the Eagle Post, coming in, and of course, you, John.
No, thank you. But you make it happen.
No. It is my honor to tell the strike story, and it is my honor to say, hey, thank you. You've been listening to Airstrike, the official radio show of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division. And not for nothing, I'll talk to you later. Absolutely.